Stop 10. Alfred Beckett and Sons. The building to the right of the original sign of Alfred Beckett and Sons is the Cornish Works. James Dixon bought this former rolling mill site in 1819 and converted it into workshops for silver and plated goods. In the 1830s, the site was expanded into the Cornish Works until, in the 1860s, the site covered some 4 acres. The Cornish, in the building's name, is thought to derive from the manufacture of Britannia metal, which is made up of 93% tin, which came from Cornwall. Until World War I, Cornish Place was powered by steam power, with a steam engine situated in the engine house. You can still see the 135 feet high chimney. The decline in cutlery making in Sheffield meant that eventually the business closed for good in 1992. And since 1998, the building has been converted into apartments. The Alfred Beckett building was known as the Brooklyn Works, and these were constructed in the mid-19th century for the firm of Alfred Beckett, a manufacturer of steel, saws and files. The building was seriously damaged in the Great Sheffield Flood, resulting in Alfred Beckett putting in a compensation claim of £123, 11 shillings and tuppence for damage to the works. It was reported that a large steam engine boiler was torn from its bed and washed down some hundreds of yards into the works of Messrs. Wheatman and Smith. A quantity of machinery was broken to pieces, furnaces were extinguished, and various finished goods were spoiled. Alfred Beckett & Sons Limited continued to manufacture at the Brooklyn Works until the mid-1960s. The building stood empty for a number of years, and to save it from demolition, it was declared a listed building in 1985. The works has been a residential property with office space for small businesses since the 1990s.
Continue past Alfred Beckett and Sons Works and along the length of Ball Street.
Mm-hmm.